The National Portrait Gallery holds more than 21,000 portraits in its collection, posters, paintings, and photographs. A new exhibition, iPop Celebrity Gaze, displays 53 of them. The theme is celebrity, but associate curator Dorothy Moss says perhaps not the celebrities that you have in mind.
We're not just thinking about celebrity in terms of a People magazine. We're really looking at celebrity across fields. There will be subjects in the exhibition who will be immediately recognizable to visitors and others who might not be.
Walking past the portraits sparks questions not only about who a celebrity is, but also about how celebrities are made.
In this media age where we are all using social media, the status of celebrity is changing rapidly. Almost anyone can become a celebrity right now, and we're hoping that our visitors will think critically about that when walking through this exhibition.
The newest portrait in the exhibition, and one that most people would recognize, is of American actor Brad Pitt by Irish artist Colin Davidson. The two spend many hours together since Pitt was interested in learning how to paint from Davidson. In the next room are portraits of people who have less recognizable faces but very well-known achievements. Celebrities like the founders of Google, an architect Mai Lin who designed the Vietnam Memorial. The portrait of young jazz musician Esperanza Spalding is done not on canvas but on video. She's lying down and listening to her favorite song.
And that's a very important part of the portrait because the artist, Bo Gehring, asked the subject to lie down on essentially a bed, and he asked the subject to choose a piece of music that has deep personal meaning to the subject. And he's trying to capture the emotional response to music over time.
Other artists take a more critical view of celebrity. Micheline Thomas's signature technique is to encrust her prints with rhinestones. On the opposite wall, a print by Deb Cassis that seems utterly familiar. It references Andy Warhol's famous portraits of celebrities such as Marilyn Monroe and Elizabeth Taylor. The National Portrait Gallery is known for displaying the portraits of famous Americans. Its celebrity exhibition broadens that definition. Mandana Tarayon, Voice of America, Washington, D.C.